Dozens of witnesses started reporting seeing drones in New Jersey in November. Yesterday, our partners at CBS confirmed sightings of these same types of drones in New York City. And last night, a woman at the Fairfield train station took to X, formerly known as Twitter, and posted videos of what looked like five of these same types of drones up in the skies here in Fairfield County in Connecticut. What's going on with the mysterious drones? Right now, our CBS correspondent Tom Hansen joins us for more. Tom, thank you for being on WICC. What can you tell us?
Yeah, basically, this has captivated the entire region from New Jersey to the New York area to the Philadelphia area as people see these mysterious objects flying above in the sky. Now, this has raised some serious concerns amongst officials who say that these drones are flying precariously close to critical infrastructure and sensitive military sites. We visited Picatinny Arsenal, which is a site of many of these drones flying overhead. They, for instance, provide munitions products to all branches of the U.S. military. So there is, you know, grounds to be concerned, all the while a search for answers. This is a continuing mystery that people are growing questions are starting to people are starting to get a little frustrated with this. Officials have not identified where these drones are coming from, who's sending them, or what they're doing here. And so that has a lot of communities on edge.
I don't know about you, Tom, but this reminds me so much of February 2023 with the mysterious Chinese spy balloon. Remember that?
Oh, absolutely. I covered that extensively. And this reminds me of that as well. You know, one of the questions that came out of that event last year was, you know, why can't they just shoot this down? And a lot of people are asking that this time. Politicians are calling for it. Mayors are calling for it. But the concern is, as you may remember, with those Chinese spy balloons, which, by the way, in perspective, were massive compared to these drones, was that a debris field obviously is something to consider. You know, you have to make sure that if you're going to take down one of these unidentified objects, you're not going to injure anyone in the process. And so that is really where we stand. You know, Governor Murphy in New Jersey has said that it is fear-mongering that these politicians who are calling for the drones to be shot down. But there is a lot of validity in getting some answers here. And so far, these drones have proven to be evasive. Now, we went out with a unit yesterday, a police unit on the coast of New Jersey in Ocean County, who has been launching their own drones to try to investigate, almost like, you know, a counter surveillance to the potential surveillance that these drones may be doing.
Right.
And they say that these drones are a wingspan of about 8 feet. They are highly sophisticated and they move faster than the police drones. And so it's been incredibly difficult even to get a good image of what these drones exactly look like.
So with that perspective, Tom, that's really interesting. I know we've heard sort of that these are almost the sizes of SUVs. In your professional opinion, or at least from the drone teams you were going out with and talking to in New Jersey, do they get a sense that this has to be technology that may not be here in the United States? I know there's always questions of, you know, do other countries have, you know, better drone technology, for example, than we do here? Does that sort of solidify more of that concern that these truly are coming from other countries or not so much we have machinery like that here? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I'm certainly not an engineer or an expert in that field, but what I can tell you, and you know, no officials have gone as far as to say this is coming from a foreign adversary, whether I've talked to local officials, state officials, even federal officials. But what they do say is that this technology, from what they have seen, and keep in mind, there is still a lot of information to be learned about what these drones are made of and what their capabilities are, what kinds of drones they are, if they're surveillance drones or other types. But what they have said is that these are sophisticated drones. And so these are not the same drones that you can buy off of Amazon, go to Best Buy and purchase. You know, these are larger drones that are expensive and powerful. Especially that's coming from the Ocean County Sheriff's Department, which is the county that has been launching their own drones kind of to investigate this. And so, you know, the one thing that I can say is these are not drones for commercial use. At least that's what it appears. And so that just adds to the mystery, because in order to get this kind of sophisticated technology, it would require a lot of money. And that's something that a lot of people out there don't have. You know, these are cost prohibitive in the sophistication.
So it's not a bunch of punks playing a prank kind of a thing. I mean, this has to be something that, you know, I don't want to say a higher intelligence, but certainly people with more money to invest in this type of machinery, they would have. It wouldn't just be a typical person just flying a drone that they made in the basement, essentially.
Yeah, these are, you know, what I can say to that is, obviously, you know, I think that would be a relief to everyone if they learned that it was just some teenager trying to pull a prank. But these drones are coming out in large numbers. They're coming out with regularity, and they're outmaneuvering police drones. And so that just adds to the growing questions here as to who's behind it, you know. But one thing that law enforcement has ruled out, at least the law enforcement that I've spoken to, is that this is some kind of prank or hoax. It's just too far widespread. And, you know, it's been noticed in far too many areas for just one single person to do. But one thing that I will note is that the law enforcement that I was going along with last night, they did say that there is a concern of copycats, that there are false reports out there, that there are people who are seizing this moment to kind of, you know, pull a fast one on law enforcement and communities. But they do not think that that is, you know, the cause of these sophisticated drones that are hovering over parts of the Northeast.
Right. So the initial sightings, for example, in New Jersey, that is not so much a copycat, but maybe some of these other ones. I know, like I said, last night we had a young woman, it sounded like she went to X, formerly known as Twitter, and she posted when she got off the train station in Fairfield, she posted around 6:45 at night. It looked like five drones in the sky. Now, it's very hard to see from the video how big, small, if these are of the same nature of the ones that have been spotted in New Jersey and New York. But other than Fox News, which initially posted on it, and not really any other news outlets, especially not Connecticut news outlets, I think there was one small one in Fairfield, no one has confirmed if, in fact, these are the same kinds of drones that we're seeing in the other states. So could be a copycat situation, but we don't know that yet. Nobody has said anything. Governor Lamont hasn't. Nobody here in Connecticut, at least. So,
right. And additionally, yeah, I mean, it adds to the mystery. It adds to a little bit of the paranoia, the conspiracy theories, all of that stuff. Mm. But, you know, one thing that I will say is this is serious enough for a joint coalition of senators from New York and New Jersey to push the FAA, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security to get more answers. The FBI is involved with all these municipal law enforcement. And so, you know, this is something that's being taken very seriously, but no one is confident enough to say what these drones are doing here and what they're made of, who's sending them. Those are all questions that we're going to be following very closely as this mystery unravels.
Mm-hmm. Same here. And we're so appreciative that we have CBS to partner with on this. And CBS correspondent Tom Hansen, thank you so much for your excellent reporting. We really appreciate your insight this morning.
Thank you.
As soon as we started talking about the drone activity in the 6 o'clock hour, it was funny because one of our listeners, thank you for listening, Joanne, really appreciate that. Said, where's Gary McNamara in all this? I feel like this is a Gary McNamara conversation you should be having right now on the show. I said, well, that's funny you mentioned that because he's supposed to be coming on to talk about it. And here he is, Gary McNamara, who is one of our law enforcement experts. Melissa in the morning, and he is the former chief of police in Fairfield. He also runs security and government affairs at Sacred Heart University. The drones. What did you call it, Gary? You said we're on the not the drone squad. I don't want to misquote you. What did
drone
you say?
Hunters.
Drone hunters. There you go. Yes, yeah, I guess
exactly.
That's what you could call us this morning. I mean, that's I think this is cause for concern, right, Gary? It's very unsettling.
It is, and you know, it brings me back to that you know, old radio broadcasts from Orson Welles in 1930s or whatever, you know, when he was out there broadcasting about this fictitious Martians coming, and it was a bit, but but people took it real, and because they believed it, and you know, and it set off the panic. So there's a variety of things that this does for people, because it makes us feel all vulnerable, and why doesn't anybody know? And they're just flying over, you know, it's basically SUVs flying over all of our communities, and no one knows about it. And so obviously it raises a level of concern for everybody.
Well, and it's interesting, Gary, because I was talking to John Kamal on our team, our morning reporter. He was saying, you know, what do you think this is? And I said, I don't want to put conspiracy theories out there. I really don't. I'd rather just know the facts and then talk about it. He's like, all right, but it's off the record, Melissa. What do you think? And I said, what my fear is here, Gary, my fear is that, look, we've been seeing it, you know, in a different realm, certainly, but we've been seeing these hoax threats at schools. We've been seeing, you know, these fake calls. And my fear is that this is a bunch of punks who think this is funny. And could they have these drones? And exactly what you just brought up, John goes, right, but the sizes of SUVs, Melissa? And I said, yeah, that's where I don't think this could just be some amateur or a bunch of amateurs who own drones or are smart in making things in their basements. I think when you look at the size of these things and you see that they're not just these simple put together kits in your basement type machines up in the air, that causes concern. And to the point that the FBI doesn't even know what they are state to state, I think that's a huge problem. So Do you think we could just shoot them down? Why can't we just shoot them down? I guess that's the big question from people, certainly.
Yeah, and I don't have the answer to that. I don't know why they wouldn't kind of find a way if they don't know what it is, they have to find a way to shut them down. I mean, there's frequency, there's jammers, there's electronic jammers that exist that can probably be utilized. But think about it, Melissa. We're all used to thinking of drones, and we think of those little toys on the shelf. And they're not toys, but the technology is small. Even when you see commercials of different delivery organizations with drones, they're small. And there's a lot of regulations with that. I can't go and buy a drone and just fly it, you know, legally. I have to take a class. Even in law enforcement, the drone operators, they have to take a class. They have to be cleared to do this. And there's regulations involved with it. And now we're all seeing these SUVs that are flying around, and nobody can do anything about it. Mm-hmm. And the answer would be, well, we just don't yet know. And, you know, maybe shoot them down, maybe at least find a way to do it. But what happens because they're not, and it's lack of information.
Right.
And clearly we know the government does things to protect us so that people have said that, well, maybe it's the government testing their own drones, which is fine. But they wouldn't necessarily come out and say, by the way, we have spy technology that we're going to test in your area, but they would come up with something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you wouldn't have Blumenthal saying we should shoot them down. I mean, if it's the federal government, I would think even people at that level, like our Connecticut delegation, would know what maybe not what they're being used for, but they would at least be like, hey, there's no cause for concern. Don't go down a rabbit hole. This is really not anything. We can't tell you what it is for your own safety, but I promise you these are U.S. drones. Right? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And what happens is there's two terms to keep in mind, investigate or speculate. And if we don't feel confident that people are investigating to get to the bottom of it, then people speculate. And that's the fear. You don't want people running, you know, running scared. But that's what's going to happen until we come up with some resolution as to what happens, because everybody's thinking the same thing. OK, what are they? Are they just kids? No, they're probably not. Are they friendly? If they're not friendly, are they containing something damaging? Is there something that we should be now concerned about, that one of them intentionally drops into our communities or elsewhere? Is that happening? Because we begin to speculate because we're not getting the answers. I don't think we should run for the hills and panic, but
no.
I do think we have to start having these conversations to hold people accountable to find out and get to the bottom of it. They probably are, but the outward look of people scratching their head saying, I don't know, well, do you know? I don't know. And then, you know, that happens every single night without some sort of a plan. Obviously, will just lead to that continued speculation, which is going to lead to fear. And it's also going to put on a lower level of drone operators who kind of, for the most part, kind of follow the rules.
Right.
You know, like when the drones are in the airport areas and people catch them and because it stopped the plane from flying.
Yes.
And how dangerous that is.
Right.
Well, if I'm a deviant drone operator and I'm looking around and I say, wait a minute, you can't even control, you know, 15, 20 bus size drones in the area. How are you actually ever going to really worry about my little drone? And it could lead down the path of other people saying, you know, they don't have the technology to do anything about it. So let's just kind of push the limits of what we can do.
Yeah, it definitely puts a bad message out there. That's so true, Gary.
That's right.
And look, and we saw the, like I said, the drone operations interrupt major things happening. The Berlin fire that happened earlier in fall, they had to stop operations several times because just recreational drones were going in to get a closer look. And they're like, stop. I mean, we had the fire chief come on and say, please, just, for the love of God, just stop. Let us do our jobs. Like, get out of there. And so we know that that's been an issue in the past. I think when so certainly that sets a bad precedent. I think the biggest thing, you know, it's interesting, Gary, whenever I have Governor Lamont on, whether people like him or they don't, sometimes I'll get listeners who say, you know, you're too nice to him. You're too nice to him. And I say he's a politician that whether or not people like him or not, I appreciate that he is transparent and that he will say, I don't know the answer to that, Melissa. I just don't have that. I'd rather have honesty and transparency from our politicians than not. And to me, if they're doing something behind the scenes with these drones and no one's saying anything to the point that we've got, I mean, as high up as Senator Blumenthal saying we should shoot them down, I know nothing about them. There's a huge breakdown of communication there. And that's awful. If this isn't a case of a breakdown of communication and there really is another country spying on us, though, that's even more concerning, certainly.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, if you break it down to just into our communities, if you were on the scene of a fire or something was smoking or something, and the fire department comes around, the people that you expect will have the answers.
Right.
And you look to them and you say to them, hey, what should I do? And they go,
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Right.
Well, it doesn't give you that level of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is a high level of concern. I'd be surprised if there was not a high level of concern in our intelligence community. I'm confident that they're investigating. What is very concerning is that it continues to happen.
Mm.
And having leaders in our government and community saying, well, I don't know either. I don't have any idea. We should just shoot them down. You hope that there's kind of some sort of a plan in place, but they have to communicate something because otherwise it just leads to this sheer panic. And, you know, it goes on, Melissa. Kids start worrying about it. You know, little kids will hear this.
Oh, it's the trickle-down effect.
You know, it's just sheer panic. I mean, we've got to come to the bottom of it. And hopefully there's an explanation for it. And if there's not an explanation for it, we've got to ensure that our government is taking the threat of drones serious.
Right.
Whether
proactive, not reactive.
Or external threats.
Yes.
But obviously drones and drones are here to stay, and we have to make sure that our government is prepared to address any and all drone situations that fly through our communities.
Yeah, so does our state. Proactive versus reactive. We talk about it
drone
all the time.
Drone hunters. We're going to have a new thing, drone hunters.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, not to make light of it, but, yeah, maybe we do need a drone hunter team, right? No, but it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we do need a drone hunter team. And Gary McNamara, I'm going to recommend you head up that team. Thank you so much.
You
I always appreciate you.
All right, Melissa, be well. And again, I agree with you 100%. Not making light of it at all. It's a serious thing. We got to get to the bottom of it because we don't want our communities running scared.
Yeah, I agree with you. Gary McNamara, thank you so much.